So we're up to Samach Chumad Aleph, Hayabo Baderech, middle of the daf. Tana Rabbanan, Ma'isa Behil Hazaken, Shayabo Baderech, Vishoma Kol Tzvacha Ba'ir. Hillel was traveling, came back home, and he heard screaming from the midst of the city. Omar Muftachani Shein Zebesot Besi. So he said, I'm sure this isn't coming from my home. All of Akashav Omer, Mishmua Ro, Lo Yira, Nochum Libo Batuach Bashem. And this, the Pasuk says, that a person who's Batuach Bashem can be sure that he won't have bad news. The Bitochen itself will say, the simple meaning is that Hillel was sure that this Tzored wasn't happening by him because he had Bitochen. Others say that it means that Hillel wasn't sure there wasn't any Tzored in his house, but he knew his people in his house didn't scream. That they wouldn't be screaming about it. The Macapolis, what's it called? Not scream. Omar Rava called Hechi de Dorash to Lahai Kro Mireisha Lesefe Midrash, Misefe Lereisha Midrash. This pasuk can be darshan from beginning to end and from end to beginning, meaning that what is the Seba and what's the Mesoba? What's the cause, what's the effect? Either way is right. Mireisha Lesefe Midrash, Mishmua Ro Lo Yira. The person shouldn't be afraid of hearing bad news. Ma Tam, why not? Nachum Libo Batuach Bashem. Because since he's Batuach Bashem, he has Bitachon, so no, nothing bad is going to happen to him. That's one way of learning. Another idea is that since he has Bitachon, so even if he hears bad news, he's going to understand this also Gamzul Latova. So it's not going to be a Shmua Ra. It's not going to be a bad Shmua. Right? It's just going to be a difficult Shmua, but not bad. The idea that if a person has tremendous bitachon, nothing's going to happen to him, so that the Nefesh HaChaim says. That a person who has a total bitachon b'Hashem, and he believes that ein od milvado, nothing in the world has any power except the Rabban Shalom, he really believes it, then l'mais, nothing can happen to him. Then the Rabban Shalom protect him from everything. But you have to really believe it. To be that you're totally the Brisker Rav, what's it called, to put this into action in his, when he's running away from the Nazis during World War II, him and his son, what's it called, he told him if you learn this Nefesh HaChaim and you keep in mind that ain't old Milvado, there's nothing besides the Rabban Shalom, nothing happens in the world that the Rabban Shalom doesn't cause, nobody can harm you if the Rabban Shalom doesn't want it to happen, if you really believe that, then you'll be saved from all harm. So therefore, it can mean simply, a person has enough bitachon, then mishmura lo yira, he does not have to be afraid of bad news. Misefa l'reisha midrash, you can learn it the other way. That the nachon libo batuach b'Hashem, mishmura lo yira. Right? That a person who has, what's it called, that a person who won't be afraid from bad news is because his heart is Batuach Bashem. In other words, one way of learning it is the Bitachon Bashem causes that you won't hear Shmuel Ra'ah. And the second way is, if you have Shmuel Ra'ahs, right, you won't be afraid of them, you won't be bothered by them because you have Bitachon. Okay, Ahu Talmida, Rashi, let's see Rashi. Misefa the Reish Lahaikra Kol Hecha de Dorash Lahaikra Midrash Lachada Mashmos. It has the same idea both ways. You can learn it backwards and forwards. It has the same idea. Misefa the Reish Midrash Mishenachon Libo Batuach Bashem Mishmuar Olo Yira. Okay. And the Rashi is one who said this idea that the cause and effect, or the which what's the cause, what's the effect? Ahu Talmida the Havikozu Basred Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi Beshuka the Tzion. There was a Talmid who was following Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi in the Shuk, Chazi de Komafin. He saw that he was afraid. Omerle Chatoat, you're a sinner. Dechzi Pachdu B'tzion Chatoi. The people who are afraid in Tzion are Chatoi. They're sinners. Omerle Voksi Vashri Yodam Afachi Tomi. Pasuk says that it's fortunate a person is constantly afraid. Omerle Ahuba Divrei Torah. See, that's talking about Divrei Torah. If you're afraid, you're going to forget your learning. That's something to be afraid of. But Stam to be afraid, right? And the Marsha brings down that any pachad that's for a reason, right? You're afraid of the consequences of things that could happen, right? You're afraid because you're a makom sakana or whatever. Wherever it's not pachad b'chinam, it's not needless fear, that's okay. That's like divrei Torah. But anything that's needless fear, stam to be afraid without any specific reason, just stam, you feel unprotected, feel afraid, that's a chet. Yehuda bar Nosson havishok of Ozul basreider of Hamanuna, esna. Rav Yehuda bar Nosson was following Rav Hamanuna, and he sighed. Omer le Yisurin, boy, do you want Yisurin? Ahu gavra? You want to get Yisurin masuya nafsi, to bring suffering on yourself? To see ki pachod pachadati by Yisedi, v'asher yogarti yovali, what I was afraid of, right, came to me. Don't have a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you're afraid for nothing, it's going to be for something. It says a positive thing to constantly be afraid. That's talking about divrei Torah or any other worthwhile pachad. Rashi, the divrei Torah k'siv asher yada mafachit tamid shema tishtakach minenu. But maybe you'll forget your Torah. Shemitokach u'malz lishnosam tamid. The fear brings you to something positive. You chazer over your learning. Father Rabbanit, the Knisoso Mahu Omer. Okay, the Mishnah says that if you go into a big city, so you say a tefillah when you come in and when you go out. The Knisoso Mahu Omer, what do you say when you come in? Yirotzum fanecho Hashem Elokai shetachniseini lekrach zeh l'sholom. You say a tefillah, the Rabbanit should bring you into the city l'sholom. Nichnas, you're in the city already, you say modani lefanecho Hashem Elokai shechnistani lekrach zeh l'sholom. You thank the Rebbe Lashon for bringing you into the city, L'Shalom. B'kesh Lot says, now you want to leave the city, Omer, you Yirotzum Fanecho Hashem Elokai V'Elokei Avosai Shetotzieini Mikrav Zeh L'Shalom. Say it's Tzvila, you should leave the city, L'Shalom. Yotza, if you left, Omer Modani L'Fanecho Hashem Elokai Shetzeisoni Mikrav Zeh L'Shalom. K'shem Shotzeisoni L'Shalom, just like you took me out, L'Shalom, Kach Tolichenu L'Shalom, this is Mechenu L'Shalom, this is Tzvila Saderach. You left the city, now you're traveling, so you say Tzvila Saderach. This is Mecheni L'Shalom, V'Satzidein L'Shalom, V'Satzileini Mikaf Kol Oyev V'Orei Baderech. Okay, and there we had before that Abaye said you should say it B'Loshon Rabbit, not B'Loshon Yochid. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Shem Sefer HaKona, even though you say Tfilas HaDerech B'Loshon Rabbim, but one of the words you say B'Loshon Yochid, V'Sidneini L'Cheinu L'Chesed, that should be said B'Loshon Yochid, everything else B'Loshon Rabbim. Omer Av Masna, Lo Shonu Ela B'Krach She'ein Donim V'Hargim Bo. That's only if you come into a city where there's no law and order. Right then, it's a dangerous place to be. There's anarchy there. I will be crashed done in the Hargimbo, but if there's a place where there's law and order, less than law. Then there's no problem. You don't have to say these tefillahs when you come into the city. Ikad the Amri Omer of Masna, feel the crash done in the Hargimbo. Zim the Lomis Ramah, the Inish, the other place, Chusa. Even in a place where there's law and order, sometimes you won't find anybody to defend you. And you'll end up getting in trouble even in a place where there's law and order. So therefore you should say this tefillah even if you come into a city where there's law and order. Rashi. Tamar Rabbanan, Benazei Omra, the Omer Shtayim B'Knisoso, Shtayim B'Tziyosi. Say two tefillahs when you come into the city. One, that you, before you come in, that you should be L'Shalom coming to the city. And one, when you're in the city already, that you thank the Rabbanan Shalom for bringing you in, and two when you leave, one before you leave and one after you leave. Leslan boy yizor ba'asmo sheyifsha. If you're in a place where there's law and order, you'll be careful not to do anything wrong. O in parsha kvar al yikonis makom sakada. And if you already did something wrong, you won't put yourself into a place where they're going to catch you or whatever. Tana rabban hanichnas lebeis hamerchatz omer yirasum vanech hashem lokai shetatzileni mise u'mikiyotzibo. Right, the bathhouses then used to be dangerous places, because they had a fire burning under the bath to keep it warm, and if the floor broke through, you'd fall into the fire. So it was a dangerous place, so you had to say a tefillah, right? The Rebbe should save me mizeh from the fire, mikiyot, and anything similar. And no mishap should occur to me, not in physically things and spiritual things. And if some mishap does happen, then if I have to end up in the fire, then there should be a kapara. Shouldn't say that end. Shouldn't end off with that. If in case I die, it should be a kapara. You don't say things like that. It's a pismon pelasot. You're looking for trouble. Domreich Lakish, the Chain Tana Mishmed Rabbi Yossi, La'olam al Yiftach Adam Pivu Satan. The person shouldn't open his mouth to the Satan and say things that portend disaster. Omer of Yosef Micro, where's there a pasuk that says that? And shouldn't say things that are negative things that could happen to you. Yisrael said to Yirmiyahu, we are almost like Sodom. Maya Hadule Novi, what did the Novi answer? Shimu Dvar Hashem Kitsine Sodom Taka. You said it, that's how it is. You taka like Sodom. Kinofik Mayomer, when you get out of the bathhouse, okay, without any problems, what do you say? Omravacha Modan Lufanecho Hashem Lokai, Shitzitaldi bin Oor. Thank you for saving me from the fire. Ravavo, all the Beibani, Afchis Beibani Mitusei. Another Gemara brings a Maisa, Taka, happened once, the Sakana. Ravavo went to the bathhouse, and the floor caved in. Yisrachish Leinisa, a miracle happened, Kom Al Mamuda, and he was able to be supported by one of the pillars that the floor had been supported on, so he didn't fall into the fire. Shaziv Meya Bechad Gavri Bechad Avri, and he saved 101 people like that, right, with one of his arms. He held on, Rashi says, to one of the people, and they held on to the next one, and the next one held on to the next one, until they had 101 people that were holding on to everybody, and everybody holding on to him on the pillar, so nobody fell into the fire. Rashi. Beibani, Beis Aderchot, Mitusei, Chathira, Shehamayim, Noflim, Latocha. They have a, it's dug out where the water falls into. Ubnei Adam, Rochtim, Algabe, Tikra, Shalgaba. And the people, what's it called, wash in the basin, this gigantic basin where the water is, and then the water drains out underneath that, and underneath that there's a space for the fire to heat up the water. It's like a big pot that people are bathing in. Bechad evore, Bizroa, with his arm, Hirzik Echad Oshnaim, he held on to one or two people directly, and other people holding on to him were holding on to other people, so there was a chain of 101 people holding on that they shouldn't fall into the fire. Okay. Omar Hainu de Ravacha. This is what Ravacha said. The Omar Ravacha, Hanichnas Lahok Yisdam, person goes to what's it called, to let blood. You say make a tefillah that it should help, right? Person takes medicine, he shouldn't say a tefillah that the medicine should help, because lemaisa, the medicine is only hashtadlus. Whether it's going to be successful or not is in the hands of the Rabban Mishlom. Kikel rofei nemonata urefuas chaemes, because you Rabban Mishlom are the faithful doctor, and your healing is true. Lefisha ein darkin shomani adam larapos elishenoagu. Really, people shouldn't be involved in all these things. They should not. But this is what Rashi said. But that's what the custom is. In other words, people became accustomed to do this ishtadlis, right? They're not on the madrega to rely on their davening completely. And therefore, so they have to go through the motion. Om rabbaya lo lema inishachi. You shouldn't say that. The tani dvei b'shmur over rapo yurape. Mikam shenitna reshus l'rofe l'rapos. Right? A rofe is allowed to heal. So you're allowed to go to the doctor. That's the way it should be. Right, so this machlokus over here, what according to Abaye or according to Rav Acha, could be a machlokus between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban, it's a little bit difficult though, according to the Ramban, what the maskana is. The Gemara says that what's it called? The Ramban says that really, if a person be on the right madrega, he shouldn't go to doctors. Shadav. Right. There's only reshus for the rofe to be merape. In other words, if somebody's not on the right madrega and he comes to a doctor to be healed because he doesn't really believe that the Rabban Hashem is going to heal him directly, then the doctor has a right to heal him. He had no right to go to the doctor to begin with, says the Ramban. He should have been on the right madrega and believe that the Rabban Shalom is the one who's the doctor, and if you're on that right madrega, you don't have to, what's it called, you don't need doctors. The Rambam holds no. That's the way the world is. He says it's foolish to daven only when you're sick and not to go to a doctor, as it is when you're hungry to daven that the hunger should go away instead of eating. The Rabban Shem set up the world, if you're hungry you have to eat. That's the way the world is. If you're sick you go to the doctor. you daven and realize that this is only the hishtadlus. The food is not going to make you well if you're, and make you satisfied if the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want it to. So ultimately, everything's in the hands of the Ribbono Shel Olam. But the Ribbono Shel Olam wants you to eat. He doesn't want you just to daven if you're hungry. It's the same thing with the... So it could be the Havamina was that really people shouldn't go to the doctor. But Lamais, Nebuch, that's what they're nohag, so I'm going, so make it work out okay. And Abai says, you shouldn't say that. It says, Mitanus, Yanitan, Rishus, Larokin, Larapos, there's a heter to go to a doctor. And the Abai is learning, it's not just a heter for the doctor to heal you, it's a heter for the patient to go to the doctor. And it could be the Ramban would learn. The Ramban says, it's not everybody who can do this. Only in a time when there's Gilishchina and your Mamash, what's it called, Boteach Bashem, and the Madrega could be of a Novi, then you don't have to, what's it called, then you're on the level where you really believe this, that you don't need a doctor. If you go on to a doctor then, but if you're on a level where you don't really believe it, and you really think you need the doctor, then you need the doctor. Then you have to go. So the question is, should a person say L'chatchila, too bad I'm on a lower Madrega, really you don't need this at all, I should be on the high Madrega, whatever, or no, since the Torah said for Rov B'nei Adam, V'rapo Yerape, right, that you don't have to say a tefillah because you're on a low Madrega. You accept the Madrega you're on, and you deal with it the way you are. So even according to the Ramban, it could be that you can learn both days. But Pashtus, what the Gemara is saying is the Havamina was like the Ramban, and what Abaye says is like the Rambam. Kikoi Mai Omer, right, when you're, what's it called, when you come out and you're healed, what do you say? Omer Avacha Baruch Rofei Chinam, right, you thank the Ribbono Shel Olam who is a doctor who heals for no cost, costless doctor. Okay, Rashi, Haidu Ravacha, the boy Oduye Shotzisani L'Shalom. Ravacha, we'll see, says when you're healed, when you come out of the doctor's office and you're healed, you should say, you should thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for healing you. He healed you for free. The doctor charged you. And in fact, some say that's what you need for Rapa Yerape. Even without a pasuk, you know that you're allowed to be healed. You don't need a pasuk to tell me that you're allowed to go to the doctor. You need the pasuk to tell me that the doctor can charge you. Right? For Rapa Yerape, you can't shenita in lushus, larope, larapos, even if it costs. Others say that I would think that on machlos that the Ribbono Shel Olam caused, that are induced by heaven, that you didn't bring about, you didn't break your arm or somebody beat you up or whatever. You have a disease that's brought to you by heaven, and I think the Ribbono Shel Olam is one who brought the disease, he should take it away. Shouldn't interfere. Kamash Malan, a doctor's allowed to heal even in those situations. Shein Darkin Shomanyanam, Kalomar Lohoya Lohem Lasuk Barafuos, El Levakish Rachim. Right? This is Mamish with the Rabban. Now, this is what the Ravacha said. That you should say that Lamaisa people shouldn't really be involved in medicine and doctors. I mean, should not. That's the ikur. So, hanichnas lebeis hakise. The person goes to the bathroom. Home there. So before he goes in, he says the following: Ischabdu mechubadim kedoshim mishor se'elyo tnu kavod lelokei Yisrael herfu mimeni ad shekonis le'eser ritzoni ve'ovu aleichem. So it says it two malachim. Escort a person all the time. They don't go with him into the bathroom. So he says to them, what's it called, my most distinguished, what's it called, the Sharsei Elyon, servants of the Ribbono Shel Olam who are escorting me, give cover to the Ribbono Shel Olam, leave me alone, go away from me now, right, until I go into the Beis HaKisei and I do what I have to do, and then I'll come back to you. Okay, Om Rabbaya Lo Leimei Nishach. Shouldn't say that. Which part should you say? Last part. Harfu mi ben. Go away from me. Why? Dil mashavki levazli. Because maybe they'll go away from you completely. The malachim will go away and not come back. So you shouldn't say that part. But the first part, yes. So what elalema should say the following. Shamruni, shamruni, azruni, azruni. Shamruni can mean to protect me, but also can mean wait for me. Aviv shomer es hadover. Wait for me. And help me. Samchuni, samchuni. He's saying to each one, it's two malachim. So he's saying it twice. Hamtinu li, hamtinu li. Ad shekonis the eitze. She came dark and shabani yodam. Right? Wait for me to come out, because this is the way people are. You malachim don't have to go into the bathroom. I do, so wait for me till I come out. Lamaisa, we don't say this. because it'd be a chutzpah to think that everybody has two malachim walking with them. Not everybody is zoche for these two malachim. Right? Some people malachim don't want to walk with them even if they're not in the dancing. So to think that you're speaking to the malachim who are for sure walking with you is considered gaiva, and therefore we don't say this to you. When you come out of the bathroom, Omer, Baruch Asher Yotzer Es Adam B'Chachma, Uvarovo Nikodim Nikodim, Chalulim Chalulim, Galui V'Yadu Lefnei Kisei Kvodecha, Shim Yipaseich Echad Mehem, O Yisoseim Echad Mehem, Yi Efshar Lamod Lefanecha, and the Gra adds, Afilu Shoachas, Mai Chosim, what's the end of the bracha? Omer Rav, Rofei Cholim. Rav said you should say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Rofei Cholim. Omer Shmuel, Koshadidu Abba Lekulei Alma Ketzirin. Right? Rav's name was Abba. So he said, you've been making everybody sick, Rofei Cholim, right? Everybody comes out of the bathroom, we should say Rofei Cholim, everybody's sick. Ela Rofei Kol Basar. The Rabban Shalom heals all flesh. If you're not sick, he keeps you healthy. Rav Sheshes Amar Mathli Lassos. The Rabban Shalom does wondrous things. Amar Apapa Hilkach Nimrinu L'Tarvaya. They should say both of them. Rofei Kol Basar, Mathli Lassos. Say both of them. The Rabban Shalom heals all flesh, and he's Mathli Lassos. He's speaking to the malachim that are escorting him. The Rebbe Shlomo will command his angels to protect you. Right, if one of the openings is closed, the Rebbe Shlomo created halolim nekovim nekovim halolim halolim. Right, he could open things and close things. And what's it called? Open spaces. So if those opens, if those, what's it called? Chalolim are spaces that contain what's it called air, and they're closed off. They have that the air doesn't escape. So if any of those openings would be opened, right, and the air would escape, person couldn't live, right? Or the opposite. He has openings that are meant to be open. If they would be closed, then on the kovim apchusim can go napeo achotem, things open like the mouth or the nose, or piatabas or the anal area. If they would be closed up and you have an obstruction, then you couldn't live either. Yiposeach koya chalolim, yisosim koya nekovim. The opening is going on the chalolim which are normally closed, and yisosim is going on the nekovim which are normally open. Ktsirei cholim, rofei kobosar. The fact that a person can go to the bathroom properly, doesn't have an obstruction, a blockage, is a refuah for the person, keeps him healthy. Because if he would be, what's it called, have a blockage, it would cause him to have some kind of infection or whatever, and he could die from it. What's the wonder that the body is empty inside? Kimono, a water canteen. The hanod hazeh yeshbo nekev. If you have a canteen, has a hole in it. Ein haruach omeg besocho. Then the air can't stay inside. Right? Notice it inflates like a balloon. Right? It inflates, and if it has a hole, the air goes away. Hakadosh Baruch Hu bara sa'adim bechachma. Hu bara bo nekavim nekavim. So Rashi says, what's the chachma? That the Rebbe Shlomo created a person with a lot of holes. The Alpha Pikain, a Ruach Besoko, Kodi Mechayat. Still, the Ruach doesn't escape. The Zehi Pli of the Chachma, this tremendous wonder and wisdom. Tosfos learns, what's Asher Yotzer Es Adam B'Chachma? So he brings that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam prepared a person's food supply before he created him. That's the Chachma. Chachma is to prepare the food before you create the person. So a person who gets married, Lechor also has to prepare his Parnasa before he gets married. That's also a chachma. If you don't prepare your food before, that's you're not a chachma. And the Marsha says, "What's the Asher Boris Adam Asher Yotzer Adam b'chachma?" Means he created human beings and gave them chachma. Unlike other creations that don't have chachma, their instinct, whatever, they don't have chachma. So there's three pshat that what's Asher Yotzer Adam b'chachma. One is the chachma that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is a chacham. He was able to create a body that has holes, and yet the air stays inside. Another pshat is that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is a chacham, because he created a person's food supply before he created him. And the other one is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam created human beings with chachma, that they have chacham.
That's the Marshal's plan. Let's go on. Hanichnas lishon al mitaso. Person is ready to go to sleep. Shaila, whether you say this at on the, during when you're on the bed already, or before you get into bed. Okay, we'll see. A chance to go back over some of these things. Probably tomorrow we'll see the different opinions. Omer Mishma Yisrael ad v'hayim shamo. Pashim shat the Gemara is you say the first parsha pre-Shma from Shma Yisrael till v'hayim shamo. We'll see. There's a sheet that Rabbeinu Hanan you say both parshios till v'yomer, and ad means ad v'chlav. Shma Yisrael ad v'hayim shamo means and including v'hayim shamo. V'omer baruch hamapul chevle shein al einai, and you say then a bracha. Mashma, first you say Kriya Shema, and then you say the bracha. You see, there's other opinions say just the opposite. But the Gemara is Mashma, first you say Shema, and you also say Hamapel Chevle Shein Al Einai. The Rabban Shlom brings Chevle Shena, the ropes of sleep, onto my eyes, Usnu Malach Apoy, and slumber on my eyelids, Umeir Leishon Basayin. And he is the one who enlightens the pupil of the eye, right? And why it's called Ishon, I don't remember who says this, but the pupil of the eye is called Ishon because you always see somebody else reflected in your eye pupil, right? A little, you see a little reflection of another person in your pupil. He's a little Ishon, a little person, right? You can see reflected. The same that you should let me sleep in peace and make my chelik in Torah, the sargilein li de mitzvah, the altar gilein li de avera, the altar be eni li de chet, the loli de avon, the loli de nisayon, the loli de bezayon, the yishlod be etzer tol, the al yishlod be etzer hora, the satsilein mi pegaroi, the chaloyim roi, we have a different girsa than this in Amapil. That's very similar. The Al Yivahaludi Chalamos Ra'im, the Hirurim Ra'im, Usehemi Tosish Lemolofanecha, the Ho'ere Nai Pen Ishan Hamodes. But Ishan Hamodes is also what's it called? The Marsha says that sleep is 1/60th of death. So Ishan Hamodes is also this idea of what's it called? Of save me from the sleep that's like death. Baruch Atah Hashem, HaMeir LaOlam Kulo Bichvodo. The Rabban Shalom is the one who enlightens the whole world. Rashi. Sehe Mitosi Shlema, Shelo Yehi Psul V'Rosh HaMizari. What's Mitosi Shlema? My bed. My bed is a euphemism for my children. They should be Shlema. I shouldn't have any Posel, person who's Posel, or a Rosh HaMizari. Posel means there shouldn't be any Yichus problems in my children, or that they shouldn't be Roshoyim. He desire when you get up in the morning. So now you went to sleep, now you get up in the morning. Omer, what bracha do you say when you get up? Elokai nishamash and osata bi tahora, ato yitzarta bi, ato nefachta bi, the ato mishamra bekirbi, the ato osid litla mimeni, ul hamzira bi liosid lavo, kozman shan nishama bekirbi, moda nilfanecho Hashem elokai, velokei avosai, ribon kol ha'olami, madon kol hanishamos, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hamachzer Neshamos, Nifgorim Meisim. So the Barsha says these three Losh Lashonos, Ata Yitzarta, Ata Nefachta, Ata Meshamra Bekirbi. He says the Yitzarta, there's three parts to the Neshama. The Neshama has a lower part, which is called the Nefesh. That's the life force of the person. Like every animal has a Nefesh. Then there's the Ruach, that connects that nefesh to the neshama, right? That's more the emotional kinds of things or whatever. That's the ruach. And then there's the neshama, the spiritual part of a person's nefesh. So the ato yitzarta is what's it called, going on the nefesh part. Yitzra Hashem Elokim Sa'adam, right? He created him as a nefesh chay. Then they were ato, one second, there's a motion over here. Ata yitzarta bi, right? Ata nefachta bi, you blew. Right? It says, like, yipach bi'apa, nishmas chayim, that's the ruach. That's the in-between. It's not the base animalistic life force, but it's more the emotions and things like that, which are the ruach, and then that connect those that life force with the neshama, and then atam neshama bekirbi, that is the neshama, that's a spiritual part within me. Okay. Kishoma kol tarnegola, when you hear a rooster crow, leima baruch asher nosa masech vivim alahavdi miyom vein lai, mashma, that only if you hear a rooster roost, whatever it's called, crow, yeah, it's kind of crow, what's it called, then you make this bracha. But if you don't hear it, lachara, then you don't make the bracha. We'll see, Tosus says over here that even if you didn't hear anything, the bracha is not on roosters crowing. It's on the ability to distinguish between day and light. And just like the rooster has that ability, Baruch Hashem, the Russian gave us the ability too, to distinguish between night and day. So even if you don't hear the rooster, you still make this bracha. Kipasach eini, when your eyes open up, lemer baruch pokeach ivris, masha, all these brachas are made before you wash your hands. Which is also a shayla. How do you make a bracha when your hands are lechora dirty, because you were sleeping and you couldn't watch them at night, so your hands are yodayim askanios, lechora you're not going to make brachas. So we'll discuss that also when we go back over this evening. So when you open your eyes, you say pokeach ivrim. Ki toritz v'yosef, when you sit up, lema baruch matar asurim. It's like you've been tied all night and can't move. Now you start moving, so you say matar asurim. Ki lovish lema baruch malbish arumim. When you get dressed, you say malbish arumim. Ki zokif, when you stand up, lema baruch zokif kafufim. The Rebbe gives people a chance to stand up straight. Ki nochis la'ara, when you get down on the ground, lema baruch roka haaretz alamayim. You put your foot off the bed, you stand on the ground, you thank the Rebbe for a solid terra firma. Kimazgi, when you start to walk, lema baruch hamnechim et tzadeh gover, the Rebbe Shalom gives people the prepares their footsteps. Kisayim esani, when you put on your shoes, lema baruch sha'osali kol tzarki, right, make a bracha that, what's it called, that the Rebbe Shalom does all my needs. Shoes is the epitome of the needs of a person, even his shoes. He also hanyani, when you put in your belt, lema baruch ozer Yisrael bigvura, the Rebbe Shalom girds Yisrael in strength. He pouris sudra, when you put on your headgear, Tosa says any kind of hat or head cover. Al reishe lema baruch oter Yisrael b'sifara, the Rebbe Shalom dresses Klal Yisrael in glory. He ma'ate b'tzitzis, when you put on your tzitzis, lema baruch asher kedushan sal zivan l'sate b'tzitzis. He monach tefillin adori, when you put tefillin on your arm, lema baruch asher kedushan sal zivan l'hadiach tefillin. Since that's the beginning of the mitzvah, Tosa says. So you make a bracha l'hadiach tefillin on the yad, shal yad. Areshe, when you make, put it on your head, lema baruch asher kedushan sal zivan l'mitzvah tefillin. Because that's the seal. You didn't start putting on tefillin with l'hadiach. Now that the, what's it called, the tefillin are on your head, that's the siyum of the mitzvah. Also, a mitzvah's tefillin, because there are more mitzvahs involved in the head, not that there's more mitzvahs actually, there's more things involved in the head tefillin. There's the shin on the bayis, and there's four batim, so that's mitzvah's tefillin. The haniach tefillin is the maisa putting on tefillin, that's the arm. Mashma, that you make two brachas on your tefillin, like Ashkenazim do. That you make a bracha lahaniach on shalyad, and you make a bracha al mitzvahs on the shel rosh. We'll see that there are other opinions Tosfos brings down, that you only make one bracha lahaniach tefillin, but if you talk, then you make two brachas on the shel rosh, or if you only put the shel rosh on, then you make two brachas, lahaniach and al mitzvahs. But if you don't talk, you only make one bracha lahaniach, and that suffices for both tefillin shalyad and tefillin shel rosh. Kimoshi yodei, when you wash your hands, lema, baruch asher kedishon sal zivonu amtulis adayim. Kimoshi ape, when you wash your face, lema, baruch amavr chev l'sheinu mi'eina, yusnu mai mi'af apoy. Yiratzon fanech v'ashem alokai, shetargileinu b'sorasecha, the girsa we have via yiratzon, is mashma, it's all one bracha. The bracha, amavr sheinu mi'eina, yusnu mai mi'af apoy, is the extension of that is the yiratzon fanech v'ashem alokai, shetargileinu b'sorasecha, v'dapkeinu b'sorasecha, the out of the eni lodi de chait, the lodi de ovon, the lodi de soyon, the lodi de bezoyon, the chofes yitzri lishtabela, urechekeni mi adam ra, mi chaver ra, vidapkeni mi yitzer tov, the chaver tov, the olomecha, the sitneni hayom, the chayom, the chenu, the ches, the rachmi, mecha, the ekoroi, the sigmaleni, chasodim tovim, baruch ato Hashem, gomel, chasodim tovim, lamo Yisrael. Mor is mashmet all one bracha, See, that there's other opinions that say it's two separate brachas. One is till Hamavir Shena Meino Yisnu Me'afapoy, finished, and then Yehi Ratzon Lefanecha is a new bracha. Rashi. Lasechvi Tarnigol. Lasechvi is a rooster. Ika Duchti, the call of the Tarnigol. There are places where they call the Tarnigol Sechvi. Did Amrin Barash Hashanah. Hachi Garsin, Elaim Kashem, you know what you're going to get yet. Okay. Okay. Stop here, and tomorrow we will go back a little bit over these brachas, and then we'll go ahead.